RadioSaintPete.com. For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. West Virginia native and former Tampa Bay Devil Ray Seth McClung is the new head baseball coach at Keswick Christian School in St. Petersburg. Seth made 177 major league appearances between 2003 and 2009 with the Devil Rays and the Milwaukee Brewers. Seth has retired from baseball this year at age 33, and now he will be teaching and coaching kids. RadioSaintPete.com had an opportunity to sit down with Seth this week and catch up on what's been happening with Seth McClung and what his future looks like beginning right now.
Just now, coming into the program, my biggest concern was getting the kids together and putting on a little summer program. And we're going to try to play as many games as we can in the summer close to home, but we're also going to take a trip to West Virginia and go up north and play in a big 32-team tournament in Elkins, West Virginia, which is a dot on the map compared to what these kids are used to seeing. And even in a smaller town, we're going to divide up the town. Divide up the trip into two halves. The first half will be in Alderson, West Virginia, and playing a couple local high school teams there. But the town's the size of, I think Osceola High School would be about equivalent to how big the town is. So these kids are going to go to a place that they've never seen before. In the mountains and an atmosphere that they've never seen before. And, that's good baseball-wise. But we're also going to put a little service into it. We're going to go up there and we're volunteer our time to put on a local baseball camp for the local little leagues free of charge and just kind of put ourselves out there. As far as the program in general, it's just getting the guys on board to really, seeing what it's like to play baseball every day and develop.
Well, you were recently in spring training for the Pittsburgh Pirates, kind of a last hurrah striking out the side against the Tampa Bay Rays down at McKechnie Field. I know you've been a basketball coach. Have you ever been a baseball coach before? And is this something you always wanted to do?
I have never been an official baseball coach before. Yeah. I've always been busy this time of the year.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This is something I want to do. Keswick's a special situation. God's really kind of pointed me in this direction. Mm-hmm. When I decided to retire, I also decided to step down from my Osceola position the same day. Yeah. And I was really kind of, I didn't really know what I was going to do. And then it was kind of all of a sudden these kind of things lined up at Keswick. Yeah, my wife and I, we have two little girls that go to Keswick. Mm-hmm. And it was really a situation where everything worked out real perfect for us. We went from not knowing what we were going to do to everything was pretty clear.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way it goes. And you're still residing in Seminole?
Right, still in Seminole. So it's very close.
Yeah. Well, let's step away from Keswick just a minute and ask you to think back to your major league career. What would be the one or two highlights along the way? I can think of some, but what would you say?
Opening day in 2003, I pitch two innings. I don't physically remember it, but I remember it from watching on TV. I went blank, but I got the win on opening day, my first major league appearance. There's a big win in Cleveland in 05, I think. Knocked Cleveland out of the playoffs. And then I think what trumps it all, I had five innings in relief against the Chicago Cubs when I was pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I threw 51 pitches and 47 fastballs. Yeah. And I was just blowing. And I struck out five or so guys. And it really tied us for the wild card in Milwaukee. And we ended up going to the wild card. And that was probably those events right there leading up to that was probably the best.
Yeah. Funny, one you probably don't remember, I was sitting with my dad down at Al Lang Field right behind the dugout in spring training, and you came out and struck out Derek Jeter.
I remember facing Derek a few times. He's kind of a hot button now with his farewell tour. He's a tough guy to strike out. Yeah. He puts the bat on the ball, but I was pretty fired up anytime you faced any of those guys.
Yeah. Well, basically, as I mentioned to your dad, it was almost as if you came out of the bullpen that day, you weren't walking on the ground, you were flying through the air, and you just said, "Jeter's going down."
I'm sure that was my mindset. I tend to hop a little bit when I walk, so I just floated the whole time. A lot of people remember my Rays career as real up and down, and it was. But people got to remember, I was a 22-year-old kid in the big leagues, and I didn't really know what I was doing. But, I had such a great experience just making it to the major leagues, and I'm so thankful.
Keswick Christian head baseball coach Seth McClung. For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.
RadioSaintPete.com.